It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
I'd never heard of that one.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Man on the Moon Baseball Curse.
It's Moonshot. It's called Moonshot and Baseball.
Moonshot Baseball. We were just talking a little bit about some famous sports curses while we were off the air. There are some great ones. There's Philadelphia's had a great curse. My favorite is still the Bobby Lane Detroit QB curse for the Lions. Of course, Cleveland. Everyone is familiar with the Red Sox curse and Babe Ruth. Those are great. But then Darren pulls out this great curse that I've never heard of.
I'm trying to find it.
When you find it, it's great.
Okay, so I can't remember who the guy is. But it's Gaylord Perry.
Okay.
So here's what happened. Here's what apparently happened. 1963. Perry was taking batting practice, and a reporter asked me if he thought he could ever hit a home run. He said, "They'll put a man on the moon before I hit a home run." In 1963. So 1969, on this day, Neil Armstrong being the first man ever to step foot on the moon. What you didn't know is that hours later, Gaylord Perry unloaded on a pitch for his first career home run just after we put a man on the moon.
You know, that's kind of legendary. That's almost like calling your own shot. Like, I wonder if Gaylord Perry's in the locker room going, "Oh, my God, they just put a man on the moon. Now I got to hit a home run. Oh, geez. Oh, man. Oh, geez. Now I got to hit a
home run. Screwed.
We're screwed.
They already put a man on the moon.
Now I got to hit a home run. And boom. I feel like that's kind of calling your own shot, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, sort of. But in
sort of, but like...
I'm so bad that I will not hit a home run until they put a man on the moon, and they do, and I can't.
All right, now I can hit one.
Technology.
Technology. Real quick, I just want to get back to the soccer thing so I can,
soccer.
Put,
okay,
so
you
I
have
can
questions.
Put it to rest.
You have questions. I have answers.
We're going to put it to rest.
Okay. And so, I have honest answers, by the way. I'm not going to be like...
All right. Good, because these are legitimate questions.
Yeah, and I understand.
So they're playing... remind me who they're playing.
Jamaica.
Okay. Now, didn't Jamaica already screw with the United States once already in this?
Yeah, last year.
Okay. So is Jamaica any good?
Yes.
Can the United States beat Jamaica?
They should.
Okay. From what I have read, Klinsmann?
Yeah.
No, who's our new
Bruce
coach?
Bruce Arena now.
Bruce Arena. Bruce Arena is trying a new strategy by bringing... somebody well-known off the bench.
Somebody well-known off
the
bench.
Yeah, like he's been a long time.
Clint Dempsey.
Clint Dempsey.
Yes.
So, which seemed to apparently really work the last couple games.
It did. He had heart issue last year.
Right, like he can't play a full game.
He's old.
Okay, well, that happens. Age is undefeated.
But he'll give you a hard 20.
Well, which is fine. Isn't that enough in soccer?
Sometimes.
I mean, from what I was reading, they bring him in when the other team is starting to get a little gassed, and he comes in with all this energy. He still has good skills, and he lifts the level of play of the United States team. And that is what this writer was saying. Oh, so I think that's what they're going to go into this championship game. With this strategy, and it should work against a smaller but slightly faster Jamaica team. Are they smaller and slightly
they
faster?
They are not smaller.
Okay.
They're about the same height. I mean, Jamaica is surprisingly tall.
Okay.
They have a lot of speed, and that should be very concerning for the United States. The United States should win the game.
Okay.
But they have some good players.
So now, what happens if the United States wins, other than they get to hoist a cup?
They get to hang out with women.
So this has nothing to do then with the World Cup?
No, this is just a tournament.
Okay. It's like a tournament separate from.
Yeah, so like during the summer where most leagues are in break.
Okay.
They start in August here. The season starts. Goes August to March or whatever. So this is the time for them. So these are like preseason games, and oftentimes that's when they fit in international tournaments and stuff so that these guys are continuing to play.
Aren't the Rapids playing right now, though?
Yeah, but the MLS has a weird schedule. It's not the same as everybody else.
Of course.
It's like USFL playing in the summer.
Okay.
Am I answering your questions?
Yeah,
good?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Answering my questions fine. Are there – who's the new guy in the United States that's really young but has scored like – was played really well recently?
Yeah, his name is Christian Pulisic.
Okay.
But he's not here.
So he won't be at the game.
No, he's not. This is not the United States' super duper best team.
Okay, I thought it was because you've got.
It's a good team. It's not their best. They're missing some key guys. They're missing
like there's the A team, then there's like the A minus.
I would think of it as like a sort of when you have a national team, so you have 22 guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 22 is like your biggest and best.
Mm-hmm.
Your second 22. In that same, and then the third 22 is like a prospects. So this is about two, a little bigger than that, but
okay.
I mean, you've got some good players. I mean, you've got definitely some good players in there, and it's, I mean, a lot of these players will start, but that's not a, it's not a full U.S. team.
Okay. So really, outside of just pride, this game tomorrow means nothing.
You get a big gold cup.
So pride.
Gold cup. Copa de Oro.
I
think you get a medal.
So, oh, okay. Medals are nice.
I mean, everyone gets a medal.
Okay.
But, yeah,
I mean it's so unless you're really interested in winning the already rigged tournament.
I do not believe Jamaica's ever won it.
So they're going to be motivated. And I'm sure Jamaica wants nothing better than to beat the big bad Americans. You know, take down the country that is 20 times their size.
At least 80
times their size.
They have won the Caribbean Cup 6 times. They have finished as runner-up in the 2015, but they are not. They've never won. They've never won. So this is a big. This would be a very big deal for them. They were very happy when they beat Mexico. They were very happy.
I'm sure.
It was actually very interesting because when the guy scored the goal,
mm-hmm.
to put him a high, it was very late in the game, so like 89th minute, so only like a minute left in the game. Normally they go, you know.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
Shirts coming off, rolling around the ground. Yeah.
You know, dinger grabbing crazy.
Right.
This guy just stops and tells everyone and brings them around just to, and they just kind of have like a meeting. And then they walk back. I was like, wow, someone's. But they wanted to win. They wanted to win this game because they, you know, they had been to the final in 2 years ago.
Okay.
But they've never won it.
Is this
winning a Gold Cup would make them legends back in Jamaica?
Oh, would it really?
Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm telling you about. It's like most teams do not have an opportunity to win a trophy very often.
Well, neither does the United States, but I guarantee you if they win tomorrow, not only are they not legends, 89% of the people in this country won't even know it will have happened.
No, this is why, and it's the reason why I believe the United States is closer to winning a World Cup than people realize.
Your logic confuses me.
Okay, well, my logic is this. Because we
don't care.
We expect them to win. The United States is considered a favorite all the way through this. They're not even playing with their best team. And they were considered the favorite, even against Mexico, because Mexico didn't bring their biggest team either.
Right.
So, you know, because, I mean, we ought to be winning these tournaments. Jamaica has something to prove. I mean, Jamaica lost the Caribbean World Cup, Caribbean Cup to Martinique this year. Then they didn't make the hexagonal, which is the qualifying to get in the World Cup.
So they're not going to go to the World Cup.
They're not going to go to the World Cup. They had to fire their coach. But losing the Caribbean Cup and then making the final and winning the Gold Cup would be just like so much better than winning the Caribbean Cup.
Okay.
And we talked about the Caribbean Cup earlier because they had that game where people were trying to put the ball in their own net.
Right, yeah. So I guess...
That wasn't Jamaica.
Right, no, that was Barbados Slim and...
Grenada.
Grenada.
Grenada Joe.
Grenada Joe. Barbados Slim and Grenada Joe. I guess the logic confuses me because in Jamaica, like, I'm going to guess that tomorrow, like, stores will be closed, cities will be shut down, people will be gathered around tiny 6-inch black and white televisions in their shacks.
No,
watching
probably.
The game.
Well, no, they'll all be out of sandals.
Oh, what?
They'll all be out of sandals or at beaches or something.
They'll be working.
They'll be able to watch.
Okay, it'll be on.
There's
6-inch black and white televisions back
or
in there,
or just their iPhones, and their
they
Samsung.
They don't have iPhones.
They have Yah phones.
They just now got paved roads.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I've never been to Jamaica.
Okay, so.
I have no idea.
Yeah, your lack of.
My lack of Jamaican knowledge is disturbing.
Yes. Yeah. No, they will.
But I'm sure the country will probably stop for a while.
See, I'm not so sure soccer's their number one sport either.
But they'll be legends.
They are a track country.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, we've seen that.
Bobsled. They do the bobsled, too.
Not well, but they did do the bobsled. Whereas in the United States, I'm not sure 80% of the country even knows the game's happening.
I'm not sure 80% of the country knows anything is happening at any one time. In fact, I'm quite certain.
I can guarantee you 80% of the country knows that football's back. That training camp is back on, baby. Ooh, Broncos made a big hire today.
Yeah.
I know, right? I found that curious.
That was giving a guy a chance to retire at home.
I don't know, man. I think it's more than that. We'll talk about it. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be back after this.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.